Okay, who enjoyed watching that game with the dads against the children? Was it fun? And who can tell me, why was it a little bit more difficult for the dads? Why was it a little bit more difficult for the dads? We haven't got any sound of that. But because they were blindfolded. Because they were blindfolded. And the blindfolds blocked out the light. Okay? The blindfolds blocked out the light. We all need light to see by. If you went into a room, closed all the doors and all the windows, it would get dark because there's no light. And today's Bible verse is all about light. Okay? It's up on the screen. In Psalm 119, verse 105, the writer says to God, "Your word is a lamp to guide me and a light for my path." And when it talks about God's word there, it's talking about the Bible. Did you know your Bible was a lamp? No? Now, what do you think that means? Do you think that means that if we closed all the windows in here and turned all the lights out in here, could we use our Bibles to see by? No, probably not. The Bible's obviously not an actual light. But it does have a lot of things in common with light. It does a lot of things that light does. Okay, I'm going to show you my little boy's bedside light. Who knows what this is? Has anybody got one of these? Nobody's got one of these. Okay, well this, I'm not selling them. This is a go-glow light. Okay, and what makes this special is you can turn it on. You'll only slightly be able to see here. You can turn it on like this and it's a bedside light. But you can take off the top. And it's a torch. Okay, so my son's three. He thinks this is brilliant. But I'm going to talk to you about how God's word in the Bible is a little bit like this go-glow light. Be honest. Put up your hand if you get scared of the dark. Put up your hand if you get scared of the dark. Oh, I can only see three honest people in here. Okay, what about if you were perhaps by yourself, in a place you didn't know? Put up your hand if you think you might be scared of the dark. Maybe if you were all on your own in a place you didn't know. Okay, a few more people. And the truth is, at some time or another, we've all been scared of the dark, haven't we? At some time or another, we've all been scared of the dark. And this light, this go-glow light, if you're scared in your bed at night, will glow and will give you comfort. And God's word in the Bible is a little bit like this, because God's word can give us comfort when we're scared or worried. I want you to think about times when you've perhaps been worried. Has anybody ever been very worried because perhaps you've broken something and you know that when you're found out you're going to get into an awful lot of trouble? Has anyone ever been scared or worried about that? Has anybody ever been very scared and very worried? Perhaps you've gone out into a busy place like a shopping centre and you've lost your parents. Has anybody ever had that feeling? That's really scary. Some of the sort of young people, older teenagers now, will perhaps be worried about their exams. And if you're not worried about your exams, you can be pretty sure that your parents are. Because getting worried is not something that we grow out of. Grown-ups worry too. Maybe about money or about work. Maybe about an elderly relative who lives a long way away. Maybe about their children's exams. I don't know. But if we're scared or worried, however old we are, God's word in the Bible can give us comfort. And one of the most well-known bits of the Bible that can comfort us is up here. Psalm 23. It's not the whole of Psalm 23, but you can read it all when you get home. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He gives me new strength. He guides me in the right paths as he has promised. Even though I go through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid, Lord, for you are with me." And that's just one of many parts of the Bible. Okay, and grown-ups and young people might like to look at some of these other parts of the Bible that can give us comfort when we're scared or worried. So just like this lamp can comfort you in bed if you're scared or worried, so God's word in the Bible can give us comfort. But as I said before, this is not just a bedside lamp. Oh no, this, if you take the top off, becomes a torch. So if you need to get up in the night, you can use the torch to show you the way to go. And that is also a little bit like God's word in the Bible. We often use light to show us the way to go. Okay, who can tell me what that picture is at the top? Who can tell me what that picture is at the top? Does anyone recognise those two?
Car lights.
Car lights, yes, they're car headlights. And you'd be pretty silly to go out in the dark without your car headlights on. Anybody recognise that other one at the top on the right?
Exit one.
Yeah, it's an exit sign. If you go to the theatre or the cinema, they put the way out in lights because it's dark to show us where to go. And who knows what this one is at the bottom? Anyone recognise this one at the bottom? Someone over here.
Cat holes yarding up the road.
Yeah, good. They're called cat's eyes. And the way that they work is that the side of the road has cat's eyes along, and then you can use that if you're a driver so that you don't drive off the edge of the road in the dark. Okay, so there's lots of ways that we use light to show us the way. And the Bible is also a light which can show us the way. It can show us which path to choose, what to do, how to behave. Perhaps the most well-known part of the Bible which gives us instructions is the Ten Commandments, okay? But actually, the whole Bible is useful for showing us what to do and how to behave. In just two chapters of the book of Matthew, you can read about keeping promises, praying, getting angry, how to treat your enemies, how to deal with money, and how to judge others. In fact, pretty much any situation that you could be in, there will be something in the Bible to show you which path to choose. So you see, God's word is very like this lamp, because it can give us comfort when we're scared or worried, and it can show us which path to choose in life. But there's actually one more way that God's word in the Bible is like this light. See, I'm going to hold it up, and you'll notice it's not plugged in. Where's the power coming from? Who thinks they know where the power is coming from?
Batteries.
Well done. Okay, this torch is powered by batteries, and this torch is powered by rechargeable batteries, a bit like a mobile phone battery. So if I don't plug this into charge, it'll be all right for a while, but gradually the light will become dimmer and dimmer and dimmer until eventually there's not really enough light even to see by. And it's the same with God's word in the Bible. It can give us comfort when we need it and guidance no matter what. But we have to remember to plug ourselves into it by reading it regularly, or perhaps studying it in Light Factory or in our small groups. When we read the Bible, we're recharging our spiritual batteries with God's word. You see, God doesn't tend to magically zap knowledge into your head. He can do it. Sometimes he does. But it's not his general way of doing it. When you read the Bible, the words that we read are stored in our hearts. And when we need comfort or guidance, God takes those words stored in our hearts and he calls them to our minds. Now, I'm actually really bad at keeping my mobile phone charged. What I tend to do is I forget that it's running out of charge, and then I need to go out somewhere. Okay, and I pick it up and it looks like this. There's one tiny bar of battery left. So what I do is I plug it in for about 4 minutes before I go out, just while I'm getting my keys together. And I hope that that will give me enough charge to get through the day. And usually I can just about manage, but I have to put up with this constant beeping of low battery. And I wonder how many of us would be prepared to admit that sometimes we keep our spiritual batteries charged in the same way. Just enough to stop it going out altogether, but not enough to give us the light that we need to see by and the comfort that we crave in the dark. However old or young we are, we all get scared in dark times and dark places, and we all need light to guide our path. So we all need to make sure that we keep our batteries charged.